This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. And this month on Focal Point eNews, Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about fertilizing. What's good? What works? It's no surprise that healthy plants can fight off pests and diseases. And the more experience I get in the garden, the more I realize how important the soil is to both indoor and outdoor plants. The only plants I truly fertilize anymore are really annuals and some of my flowering houseplants. I do think that in order to get the maximum bloom from your annuals, you do need to fertilize with a balanced fertilizer. In the garden, I add worm castings every year, and I choose a different manure or a different compost every year. Sometimes mushroom compost, other times cattle manure, sheep manure. Shredded leaves and adding them in the fall is also a really good way to boost up your soil and help protect your plants in the winter. After all, improving the soil is really where it's at. In the veggie garden, rotating your crops can help keep the quality of the soil up. Farmers have been doing it for centuries, and there's something to be said about tried and true methods. Even in houseplants, by applying a little bit of natural fertilizer, you can help build the nutrients in the soil. Most carnivorous plants don't actually grow in soil. They grow in moss or a mixture of moss. So with that in mind, when you've leftover coffee in the pot in the morning, let it cool off and water your carnivorous plants. That's a trick I learned from a friend that specializes in carnivorous plants. Leftover coffee, though, is not something I often have. Don't use tap water, especially with your carnivorous plants. I haven't met one that actually likes it. At the end of the day, healthy soil means healthy plants. We'll talk about water for a moment. Plants in pots will always need more attention when it comes to watering. They dry out faster. And then behind that is the annuals in the garden. Newly planted plants will always need extra water until their roots get settled, start to grow, and they can find their own water. If we have a normal amount of rain, that is a typical spring and typical summer, you really should not need to water your perennials or shrubs. They have extensive root systems and can handle it on their own. However, if we have unseasonably hot or dry, really windy weather, you're going to want to keep an eye on your garden as well, in addition to your planters. It's not unheard of to water some planters more than once a day sometimes. So keep an eye on them. Annuals are far less forgiving than perennials are when it comes to watering. So far this year, we've touched on water, fertilizer, soil. You've learned what the color of the year is. And if you haven't already switched your planters over to summer planters, it's time. I like to replace a little bit of the soil and add some fresh slow-release fertilizer when I do my summer planters. And don't forget to water them well. The hot days of summer will be here before we know it. As you switch your planters over now to summer planters, keep that in mind. Step outside of the ordinary, try something new, and as always, I'd love to see some planters that you've come up with. Contact me on social media. Back to watering for just a moment. If you have an area that is not getting hit by the elements, sometimes right up towards the house, it's a really good idea to invest in some soaker hoses. Soaker hoses will very slowly seep water around your shrubs. A lot of foundation plantings really could use that little bit of a boost of water. Keep that in mind. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener, for Focal Point eNews, Life in the Garden. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, and let's keep growing. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.